This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is it time to be serious? We got Mary Kay. All right, it's time to get
I'd
serious.
I'd rather not.
It's a serious-ass sports talk radio show, and here we are. By the way, Tim Kirkchin going to join us 9 o'clock. We'll see how real he thinks the Gardos are, how serious the Gardos are. Coming up at 9 o'clock, but right now it is draft night. Even though the Browns do not have a draft pick for the third straight year in a row in round one, Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline because it's Thursday. And it's the beginning of the draft. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Will Greg Newsom be a Cleveland Brown by the end of the weekend?
Yes, I do believe that he will be.
Whoa!
Brown for life.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why that rumor persists. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But
Solomon Wilcox. You can blame him.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I've asked Andrew Berry, or at least I've been in the same room with Andrew Berry when he has been asked this question probably three times now this offseason. And each time he says, I have no plans of giving a good cornerback away. So he has stated in no uncertain terms that's not happening.
I would agree. I had several other reasons. Like, do you think, like, not just reporting, Mary Kay, is it your opinion that he's as bad as what people make him out to be? Because if he's as bad as what people make him out to be, I'm like, then why would you give up a second-round pick? If you wouldn't give up a second-round pick, why would an NFL team give up a second-round pick?
Well, he's not as bad as people make him out to be. Neither is Jed Wills Jr. I mean, you know.
Ooh, now that is a strong take we're going to have to revisit, but go right on ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, it's true. And, you know, you have to take a lot of things into consideration. Scheme, role, what they're being asked to do in certain situations, other metrics that maybe aren't visible to the, you know, to the naked eye, whatever. So I just don't think that – I think Greg gets a bad rap. I think he's going to have a nice season, and I think he'll be here.
Okay, so Jed Wills, the real quick, this is totally a non sequitur, but why the hell not? Not really, because it's still about the Browns. Do you think people are too hard on Jed Wills?
I do. I actually do. I think that Jed's pass block win rate was actually pretty good last year. According to ESPN stats, he was up in the top 10 at the time that he got hurt, and nobody would have ever guessed that. So I do think that he gets a bit of a bad rap, and there are a few plays that stand out that, you know, you kind of get stuck in that, and then it's hard to shake it. So I think he's very motivated to come back strong.
Do you think it's because he's an offensive lineman and he wears long sleeves?
I do not know if that has anything to do with it.
Okay, fine. Tone, take her away.
All right, Mary Kay, it is the third consecutive year without a first-round pick. Are we 100% sure next year we will have a first-round pick?
No, you can never say anything definitively like that. I mean, look how the Rams have done without their first-round picks all of these years. So as Andrew Berry pointed out, I can't even remember when it was, last week or whatever, the hit rate is about 50% on first-round picks. So if you find somebody that you really like there, fine. If not, you can do some things with the pick. So I'm sure they will make a first-round pick next year, but nothing is written in stone, of course.
All right, so with that said, you're looking at, right now, a very lean top half of the draft for the Browns. Just two picks in the top 50. We've gone over how the other AFC North teams have a lot more picks. Does that put the Browns at a distinct disadvantage, or can they overcome it?
They can overcome it. And one of the reasons that they can overcome it is because they've done a nice job of talent acquisition in other ways. Even without those first round picks, they went out and this offseason got essentially a first round pick in Jerry Jeudy. They believe he'll live up to that first round talent. They acquired Elijah Moore. They've added a lot of free agents. They've done some things through trades without giving up much draft capital for those players. So they've really done a great job of overcoming not having first round picks. They went to the playoffs last year and pretty much cleaned up in the awards without having first round picks for 2 years.
Mary Kay, have you been paying attention to what's happening in Cincinnati with the trade requests?
I have. I absolutely have. And it, you know, that's just what happens down there when players feel that the Bengals are not going to pay them. And for a long time, T. Higgins has felt like he's not going to get the money that he wants and deserves down there in Cincinnati. So he's wanted out for a while. And now you've got Trey Hendrickson in the same boat. And that does not bode well for the Bengals to have unhappy players like that. And it's starting to spread. So I think they're going to have to try to get a handle on it somehow.
So that second round pick that we have been talking about.
Coveting.
Coveting is an understatement, Mary Kay. We have tried to get it rounded. We've been trying to figure out all angles. If you were to guess what position that second round pick could be, what would you say?
Oh, great question. I don't have answer to it. I wish I did. I think they've played it very, very close to the vest. And I can't say that they're necessarily targeting one position. I have gone back and forth. I don't know. I really don't know at this point, but I would surprise an alignment. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a defensive end. They could go anywhere with that second round pick, and I don't even think they know for sure until, once again, they're 44 picks out and they know whether they can trade up, trade back, stay put, or decide how they want to approach it.
So are there any players that are on this football team currently on this roster that by the end of the weekend might not be Cleveland Browns?
I don't think so, unless something unforeseen happens. I don't anticipate that happening. I think they're pretty happy with their roster. I think they're pretty happy with most of their positions on their roster, which also gives them the opportunity to go into this draft and take whatever they want, wherever they want it, without being forced to fill a hole. So I think that's good for them. But right now at this point, I don't see them trading anyone away unless it's, you know, like, did you even really, were you thinking a lot about Leroy Watson when he got traded? No.
No.
Like, you didn't even remember that he was on the team, probably.
I thought of Leroy Jenkins.
I suppose maybe something along those lines could happen, but I really don't see them parting with a player of any significance.
It's been 4 years, Mary Kay, of the Andrew Berry drafts. What would you say is the profile of the typical player he likes to draft? Certainly seems younger, right? They look for guys that are on the younger side of things.
Yeah, the younger side of things is a trend. They do, for the most part, go for smart, tough, accountable guys that love ball. I think that's one of the reasons why we have seen a culture change in the locker room. I think they really work hard to get those kinds of guys in here. Speed, they love to go for speed. They build tough through the lines. The offensive line and the defensive line are vitally important to them. He said they're offensive line snobs, but I think they're also defensive line snobs. And then Andrew Berry loves him some cornerbacks and some safeties. So I think in almost any draft, you can look for him to do something in the secondary.
All right. Like you mentioned, Lima just jogged my memory some way, somehow, without even trying. Tavondre Sweat, he had a DWI 3 weeks before the draft. He showed up to the combine. He was a bit hefty, a little overweight, had the bit of the paunch going. Is he off the board for the Cleveland Browns? Would they risk going after Tavondre Sweat after, you know, the whole Perrion Winfrey deal?
You know what? I did a defensive line story yesterday, and I named I think it was six defensive linemen on their radar. I originally had Tavondre Sweat in there. I took him out of there. I took him out of there because I don't think that they can take a risk on a player like that who has maturity issues and who just got a DWI. I really don't think that that would be a wise move for them. So I did take him kind of not off my board entirely, but off the radar. I don't see them doing that.
See, because I think there are two schools of thought with most fans, and I think fans like to play the lottery on this type of thing, so I could see them going like, hey, you know what, we only have a few picks, so let's go for broke. Let's see if we can take a risk on some of these guys. But I'm going, yeah, but if you only have a few picks, you might need some good solid football players in case they make the 53, and then you want to make sure you have those depth guys, those building block players that you can use. Not necessarily talking about superstars, but guys that you know are going to contribute for your football team as you go through roster training.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Transition.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening with a player like that at this moment, at that position. Like you said, Perrion Winfrey, you know, there have been some other issues there. That's not a super premium position for them. You can find some good defensive tackles, and they have some good defensive tackles right now in Mo Hurst and Shelby Harris, and they added Quentin Jefferson. So I don't know that you would need to take a risk on someone who's going to take up a lot of your time off the field.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. You've covered so many of these drafts over the years. Are the Browns doing anything special tonight? Obviously, no first-round pick, and I wanted to ask you to reflect if there were, over the years, any one memory that stands out on a shocking or appalling draft pick or where even maybe members of the Browns were stunned at a take that went down.
Well, I think the Johnny Manziel year has to be considered kind of a shocking year. That was definitely an eyebrow raiser and turned out kind of the way we all thought it would. But, you know, so that was a stunning pick there. I would have to say that goes very high up in the annals of first round picks. When you look even back to the Baker Mayfield year, all the way up almost until the end, they had us guessing if they were going to pick Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield. So I remember even on draft day not being 100% sure, and that's because I would have picked Josh Allen myself. So that was, you know, that was another one where that made for a lot of intrigue on the first night of the draft.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. How often have you seen the movie Draft Day?
Probably twice.
Okay, so you don't watch it every year before the draft? Is that a weird tradition to you?
No, I don't. I hate to say it. I was actually, you guys might remember this, or maybe you don't. I got to spend a day being an extra in the film, and I like to say that my love scene with Kevin Costner somehow got cut out of the movie. I was very disappointed in that. But so I had great fun being an extra, it was down at a gas station. It really wasn't the love scene, but...
Well, Mary Kay, we all knew. I mean, no offense.
Well, you can't be so sure. Anyways, I didn't actually love the movie as much as I hoped to, probably because I'm so close to it and I know how the sausage is made and I know how things actually really happen behind the scenes. And there were so many things that I thought they should have consulted with some of the writers about to say, hey, how does this work on draft weekend, or is this plausible, or would this really happen? And I think it could have been a little bit more authentic had they done a little bit more diligence.
How many hours did you have to report to be an extra? Because we were talking, there was just news the other day. The casting call went out to potential extras for what? Was it a
Superman
movie that's going to be filmed in Cleveland? And I told Ken, I'm like, I think this sounds like a miserable experience. We just heard from our buddy Pumpkinhead. He only got paid $250, and it took 2 days of shooting for that movie. So what was it like for you?
Well, actually, it was just me and another guy was in the scene with me, and we were two people walking into a gas station, and Kevin Costner was in the scene. So we spent the whole entire day walking back and forth into this gas station, and we spent the whole day basically with Kevin Costner. So for me, it was a blast. I mean, you didn't have to pay me a dime to do that. And it's a great memory. Actually, I got to go into the trailer first and do hair and makeup. So it was great fun. I had a blast. I had an absolute blast doing that. And again, for me, it was just a thrill of doing all of that. And I didn't get paid for it, but I didn't mind.
I did some acting in college, Mary Kay. I shot my girlfriend's lover. Swear to God. Swear to God.
With what?
A gun. Oh, a fake gun. And I had to, I swear to God, Mary Kay, I put soap in my eyes to make me cry, and I had to yell, Mary Kay, I'm going to use some coarse language. Is that okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I had to yell, you made me do this, you bitch! It took three takes.
And this was what, the school play or what?
No, this was a college project for a kid who was going out to Hollywood, and he was putting together
a movie.
There you go.
Did he make the movie?
I don't know if it ever got made. It was called, what was it called? Like, it was called Heavenly Claws. That's the name of the movie.
Did you have your clothes on?
Yeah, I was fully clothed. They weren't. I was.
Oh, well, it's probably out there somewhere. It's probably a big hit over in Europe somewhere.
I hope so. Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.